We begin the current daf and start this Erev and daf Chof Tes. We begin 8 lines up on the top of the Yomin, where the Gemara continues with an interesting episode that will continue on the discussion about the shiurim, the requisite measures of certain items to be considered an Erev Tchumen. That is, you have to have the amount of 2 meals worth, where that's your designated area of residence, which is 2,000 amas past where it is right now, so that it can be another 2,000 amas in that direction. So the Gemara will discuss different shiurim of different items of what is considered the 2 meals worth of that item to be considered Erev Tchumen on Shabbos. So the Gemara begins, Amar Rava, Hareini ki ben Azai b'shuk Tveria. I am the equivalent of ben Azai in the marketplace of Tveria. And that is, that day Rava was more in a lighthearted, spirited moment. And he told his students, now I'm more, my mind is crystal and clear, and I'm prepared to answer with sharpness to anyone that asks me a question. Just like Ben Azai, what he used to do, he used to lecture in the marketplace of Tveria, and there was no one in his days that was an Oika Harim as bright and as would uproot all the different questions as him. And he used to say that all the wise people in the Jewish people are like him, like a peel of a garlic, besides the bold one, which was a reference to Rebbe Kiva. So Rava felt like in that mood, so they ask me anything, I'll be able to answer the question. So I'm like, Rabban LaRava. So one of the Tamidim said to Rava, Tapucha Mekama, what is the shear of apples to be considered that is the meals for to be considered Erev Tchumen, that is your residence on Shabbos? So I'm like, Rava responded to him, can you even make an Erev with apples, Bechlal, that is considered your mazon of base for this, that you should know, you're asking me what is the amount? To which Gemara asked, Veloy, isn't that so? Isn't it true that you can make an Erev out of apples? That Rava was saying, how do you know that? But now we're learning the Mishnah in Kevayis. That says, Kol ha'ichlin mitztarfin lifsel ha'sekviya. There's a few halachas that we say that all food items, that they are mitztarf, they could join together for a certain purpose. One is to invalidate a person. That is, if a person eats tumid food items, so although that generally food items do not convey tumah to a person when it touches it, but when he eats it, it does convey tumah to him. So they all join together to fit the shear of b'chatzi pras. And that is, if the person eats from all the tumah different food items, a half a pras, which are the equivalent of 2 eggs, then it becomes possible from eating truma, as the Mishnah learns later on in the pei beis and beis, that it says, v'chatzi chetzi, half of the half, will invalidate the person, it will make him tumah. And that is, half of a pras, because the pras itself is considered half, and that's what it means. When it says half of the half, it means a chatzi pras. Again, because pras means half, and half of that is a chatzi pras. So that's, they all join together to make the person tummy if he eats all the food items, the equivalent of a half a pras. U'b'mazen shtei sudais la'erv. And similarly, all different food items join together to make the equivalent of 2 meals worth for an erv. That is, for an erv, you have to have 2 meals worth over there in that place where you want, that should be the area of your residence on Shabbos. So all different food items, as long as they equal together to 2 meals worth, they join together. And also, kebeya l'tamei tumas eichlam. Similarly, you could have many different food items. If they join together for the share of a bay of an egg, then if it becomes tummy, then they can all join together to have the susceptibility to tumas eichlam. So now the Gemara explores what is the question exactly they're asking on Rava from this Mishnah. Behind my tiyupta, what is this refutation of Rava that he said that you can't make an erev out of apples? What do you see from here that you could? If it's from the fact that we said that all food items, that's how the Mishnah started off, they all join together. And one of the things that we said they join together for is for an erev, that for the meals, for the 2 meals worth of an erev. So therefore, all food items, which includes an apple, could be used to make an erev. But, and therefore, v'hani b'nei achilinenu, the apples are considered food items. But the Gemara says, v'amar Rabbi Yochanan, eila meidim naklolos, you cannot learn from general statements. So therefore, don't ask for me from the general statement that all food items, that, oh, you see that apples included. It's not true. Rabbi Yochanan said, even if it says except, which sounds like it's delineating what the sections are, and therefore what wasn't said except would be included. So therefore, l'chayra, food items, including apples, should be good for an Erev. And that he says you can't prove from there. Maybe apples are not included. Although it says kaleichlin, you can't learn from general rules. Maybe apple is an exception. So what is the question? Elim shum diktani, rather from the fact that we learned that all the food items joined together, it says, u'bemazen shtei sudeis le'erev, and to, one item was regarding that they joined together for the food worth of 2 meals worth for an Erev. And then it says, kebeya letamei tumas eichlin, and that if they all join together and they have the shear of a bay of an egg, then they will be susceptible to tumas of eichlin. And that is, it equates the halochas of Erev with the halochas of tumas eichlin. And that is his mashma, that whatever becomes tumas of tumas eichlin, And then if it has the mazon of two sudis worth, then it's fit for an Erev. And therefore, v'hani nami b'nei temui tumas eichlan inu. Apples are also susceptible to tumas eichlan. That everyone agrees to. And therefore, it would seem, not like Rava from the Mishnah Mikvayz, that it equates Erev to tumas eichlan. And therefore, since apples are susceptible to tumas eichlan, they join together for that share of kebeya, that they would join together with the share of mazon beis sudis for an Erev. And therefore, that's not like what Rava said. Like he said, well, who said that you could even make from the chayr, from the Mishnah and Erev, and from the Mishnah Mikvayz, you see that the apple could be used to make an Erev. And therefore the Gemara comes back to the question of Bakama. So therefore, al kaponim, what is the shear of an apple that you need to have it 2 meals worth for the halach of Erev? Rav Nachman tapuchim mekav. Apples have to have the shear of a kav. Rosh Gemara's Meisvei, we learned, Shimon Laza says, regarding the halachas of Meiser Anim, that they would give out to the Anim, to the poor people. So if they had a lot by the threshing house, we're talking about that if you have a lot, then you shouldn't give to an ani by the geirin less than the shiurim that the brisa introduces, as the pasuk says, "V'nasato la'levi la'ger la'yosam aman," that you should give. Which the Gemara learns that less than these amounts that we're going to quote are not considered nesina, not considered giving. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon Laza says that ochla, which is an eighth of a litra, and a litra is a log, so an eighth of that of tavlin, that's how much spices you have to give. There are certain minimums you have to give, because if not, again, it's not considered a nasata. A litra yerek, you have to give a litra worth of vegetables. Vasara goizen and 10 nuts. Vachamisha afraskin and 5 peaches. Vishnei remaynim and 2 pomegranates. The esrog echer, 1 esrog. Again, all these different things, depending on their chashivas, that's how many of them you have to give, or else it won't be considered giving. Vama gursak bar dori mishmei derav menashe bar shugubli mishmei derav. Vechein le'erv. The same halacha applies to Erev. And that is when you're giving out to a poor person by the threshing house, it also is going to be 2 meals worth of food. That's how much you have to give out. In other words, so regarding the minimum amount, it has to be that it's going to be 2 meals worth. And the other thing, the question is, how can you say that the shear for tapuchim is going to be a kav? But v'hani nami lahavi kafar sekin, the apple should be the same, it would seem, like peaches. And therefore, why do you require a kav worth of apples? It should be enough with 5, just like we say with peaches. L'chayr, peaches and apples, although we say you can't compare apples and oranges, it seems to be that it's the same regarding the halachas. So why do you require a kav? And as we say, that it's not only for Maisa, but we say even regarding Erev, it's the same halacha. That for Erev, all you're going to have is 5 peaches, so you should only have to have 5 apples, not a kav. That the Gemara says that they're different. Hani chashivi. These are farsikin, these peaches are chashiv, v'hani lechashivi, but the apples are not considered chashiv. And that is, the Gemara says later, that whatever is liftin, whatever is a condiment, then it's kedei lechol boy. Then it's the amount that you could eat with it the rest of the meal. And therefore, what you see from that halacha, as we will explore this a little bit later, that it doesn't literally mean that you have to have 2 meals worth of that food item. That is, the whole entire meal should be from that thing that you're eating. Rather, everything according to its chashivas. And that is, if it's a condiment that a person generally eats together with bread, so then the shear is the amount that you needed together with bread for 2 meals worth of a regular meal. And if it's something that generally you eat by dessert, so then the shear is amount that a person would generally have for the dessert of 2 meals. Again, it's not that you're eating your entire meal, that thing. Depending how you eat it, when you eat it, depending on the criteria, that's how much you're going to need. If it's something that's just eaten for dessert with just a little bit, that's all you need to have of that amount of that item to be considered mazon beis sudis. So therefore, tapuchim need much more because it's not such a chashiv a thing. And therefore, it's a more of a staple. You have to have a lot more versus peaches where I'm a chashiv. You only need a little bit amount by every meal as certain things that are more chashiv. And therefore, that's why by a afraskin you need less than you need by the tapuchim. So Amrav Yosef comments on this. It says, Shari le mori le Rav Menashe b'Ashagubli. Hashem shav rachmanis and forgive Rav Menashe b'Ashagubli. Because ana amirta nahale. I had told him this statement of Rav, that Rav said v'chein le'erv. The same halachas that we said regarding all these different items, how much you have to give for maiser ani when you're giving up by the threshing house, that Rav said the same thing applies to the halachas of Erev. I told him amasnitin on a Mishnah, as the Gemara will explain later. Vahu Amrav, when he said it over, and that is how he taught it to Gursak Bardari, he said it over to him, a brisa, regarding a brisa, as the Gemara explains, if not, as we learn the Mishnah in Peah. Mishnah Peah says, "In peichsin la'ani begarin." You can't give less to a poor person by the threshing house, and that is of Meister Ani. And that what we're talking about is, as we explained before by the brisa, that if he has a lot to give out, and a lot of poor people are coming, so he has to give out to each one their portion. He shouldn't give out less than these amounts that it says over here in this Mishnah, because it says in the Pasuk, you have to give a nesina, a chashav amount. And there it's explained, however, if he has very little, then he just puts in front of them and then they split amongst themselves. But if he has a lot, and therefore he can decide he's going to give out, he's not going to give out everything, so then he gives out the minimum that it said over here in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, what are the amounts, the minimum you have to give out? Mechatzi kav chitin, from a half a kav of wheat, bekav sa'arin, and if you're giving out barley, so then there should be a kav of barley. Remoye oimer, chatzi kav sa'arin. Remoye says, no, only a half a kav of barley. Bekav v'chatzi kusman, and a kav and a half of spelt, the kav gregris and the kav of dried figs, a mana dvela or a mana of pressed figs. And that is, there's a difference, is that after that they're pressed into this round cake that they're made into, then it's called the vela. And then it's not sold anymore by volume, then it's called, then sold by weight. That's why it calls it a mana and doesn't call it a kav. It has different measurements depending on how it's usually sold. Rabbi Kiva, I'm at press. Rabbi Kiva says, no, only a half a mana, not a whole mana for the pressed figs. Then the Mishnah continues, the chatzi log yain, and a half a log of wine, to which Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva argues as Revi is only a quarter of a log of wine. The Revi is shem, and then the Mishnah continues, and a quarter of oil. Kiva Mishmin says, no, an eighth of oil. Bishar kalpes, regarding all other fruits, the Mishnah concludes, Omar Abishol, Kideshi Machrim, Vikh Ben Mosnish Te Sudas. It needs the amount of fruits that you can sell those fruits and buy yourself 2 meals worth of food. And on that is what Rav had said on that Mishnah. Same thing applies to Erev, that these same halachas would be considered. What is a 2 meals worth? Which the Gemara asks, what is the Mishnah better than the Brisa? In other words, why was Rav Yisus so particular in Rav Menashe that he says, oh, Hashem should forgive him that he had said on the Brisa? What's the difference between what the Mishnah says and the Brisa says? They're not contradictory. They say, the Mishnah says Shiurim regarding these items, and the Brisa says Shiurim regarding these items. And why was it so bad that he had said V'chein le'er of Rav on the Brisa when it seems no different than the Mishnah? So the Mishnah, the Gemara explores. If it's because the Brisa spoke about spices, that regarding how much you give out by the threshing house, and that the same thing would apply to the halachas of Erev, and spices are not considered edible items, and therefore Rabbi Yosef held that you can't make an Erev with it, so that the statement of Chin le'Erev wouldn't apply to the Brisa, because you can't say that on spices, you can't make an Erev out of spices. So even though everything that's being spoken about by the threshing house, that you're giving out those amounts with the five peaches and everything that was said, the one esrog, are what's necessary for 2 meals worth, but you can't say v'chein le'erev on spices because you can't make 2 meals out of, even though that's the amount necessary for 2 meals, but you can't make an erev out of that. But the problem is, atu hacha mila ketani chit misayrin, doesn't the Mishnah also say regarding that how much you give out of wheat and barley, v'la b'nei achilin, they're also not edible things. In other words, wheat, when it turned into flour, into bread, then it's edible. But here we're talking about actual, the grain of the wheat and the barley. And these are things also that you can make an erev out of it. And yet we're saying how much you give out the threshing house. And the chen le'erev, something applies to the erev. So that wouldn't be a good reason why it's not good on the brisa, but only good in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, el mishum diktani chatzi lo yayin. The reason is, because in our Mishnah, it said, how much do you make for an erev of wine? It's a half of log of wine, which are 2 revias. And we find by Rav that he says regarding the halachas of Erev also that he says the same shir of Amar Rav. Ma'arvin b'shtei revi or yishol yayin. Rav says elsewhere also that when you make an Erev of wine, you have to make it with 2 revias of wine. And therefore the Rav Yosef had concluded, m'nebi'in kulei hai, from the fact that he required so much wine for an Erev of 2 revias, sh'mamino ki amar Rav v'chein le'erev. Obviously when Rav had said the statement of v'chein le'erev, ahom asnin kamar sh'mamino, obviously he said it on the Mishnah. Because from the Mishnah is where you see this shear of a chatzi log yain, which are 2 revias of wine. And therefore, that's why he had tainus, that he had said it on the Brisa, not in the Mishnah. Because obviously, Rav was saying on the Mishnah, because again, the Mishnah says that halacha of wine, and we know that Rav says that halacha, so obviously he got it from the Mishnah, and that's where he said v'chein le'erev, that the same thing that applies to Meisr applies to Erev, and not that he said it on the Brisa. So Amamar, we quoted before, u'b'mazin shtei su'uda yis le'erev, that all food items are mitzdarif to make 2 meals worth. They don't have to have one food item. You can have many potatoes and apples, whatever it is, that they, if they together, they make 2 meals worth of food, you can make an erev out of all those food items. And that the Gemara says, so Rav Yosef the Meimer, Rav Yosef thought to say, until you have a suda from one and a suda from another food item. And that is, 2 food items together, they join to make an erev. But 3 or 4 different items there where you can't make a suda, even 1 meal out of each one, that would not work. You have to have at least 1 suda can be made out of 1 item, then to the 2 of them joined together to make 2 sudas. Even if it's enough for half or a third or a quarter of a meal, it doesn't make a difference. You can join them all together, even though there's 10, 15, 20 items, they will be enough to make an Erev together. And that the Gemara quotes again another statement that was said before, Gufo, Omar Rav. Rav said, Me'arvin b'shtei revi yoyshel yayin. We said that that's why he said, Rav Yosef said that he got it from the Mishnah, not the Braisa, as we find this halacha in the Mishnah, that you make an Erev regarding wine, and you need to have two reviyos, a half a lug of wine is necessary for an Erev. To which the Gemara asked, Mi b'in kul ay, is it really true that you need that much? But Tanya lit n'braisa, b'shim n'laza oimer, yayin, the amount that's necessary for wine to make an Erev out of it, is kedei lechel boy, is the amount that you could eat with that wine, which is, if you soak bread, the amount of bread that's necessary for two meals worth in wine, that's how much wine is necessary for that. Chaimitz, how much is necessary for vinegar? Kedei litvel boy, to dip in your meat into that vinegar, again, however much meat that you need for two meals worth, that's how much vinegar to be dipped in is necessary to be considered an erev for two meals worth, to make an erev. Zeisim u'betzalim, for olives and for onions. Kedei lecha ben shtei sudas, how much that you need to eat two meals that you would dip in your bread of two meals worth, that's how much olives and onions would be necessary to make an erev. And therefore the question is that we find a much smaller share of wine, just the amount of bread that can be dipped in, that amount of bread you would normally eat in two meals, that amount would be dipped in wine, which is obviously much less than two revias of yayin. To which the Gemara answers, Hasam, over there where we learned that the amount of wine is how much you would eat with the bread of the wine being soaked in it. That's b'chamra mevashla. That's talking about by cooked wine. That's what we're talking about, that it would be chashiv to dip inside of it, which is much less is necessary. But regular wine, you need to have the amount that you could drink for two meals worth, which are two revias of yain, as Rav had said, and therefore it's not a contradiction depending on what type of wine. Therefore, if it's cooked wine, then it's enough with the amount that you just dip bread in it. But if it's not cooked, then you need to have the amount that you could drink of it, which is a much larger share. Amamar, we had quoted before, Chaymet Kedil Talabai. The amount of vinegar necessary to be considered an Erev for two meals worth is the amount of vinegar that you would dip your meat that you would eat of two meals. That's how much vinegar is necessary. Again, not as if you were eating only vinegar for two meals worth, because it's obvious you can't eat a meal out of that. It means whatever the item is, it has to be enough for two meals worth that you can make an Erev with that. So Amrav Gidl Amarav, Kedil Talabai Mazin Shtei Sudis Shel Yerek. He says, regarding the vinegar, it's the amount of vinegar that you would dip in when you would be having two meals worth of just vegetables. That is, the entire meal would be out of vegetables. How much vinegar would you be dipping into it for it to be considered two meals worth of vinegar? The Ikadar Amidah, those that say, even a more lenient pshat. Amrav Gidl Amrav, Yerek HaNechel B'Shtei Sudas, the amount of vegetables that's normally eaten by two meals. In other words, a regular meal with bread and meat and vegetables. You're not eating your entire meal, not a vegetarian eating only vegetables, which is a much smaller amount of vegetables. That amount of vegetables, how much vinegar that needs is obviously much less than if the entire meal was vegetables being dipped into vinegar. Amamar, we quoted before, Zeisim u'betzalim, regarding the shear of olives and onions, is kedei lechel ben mazon shtei sudas. The amount that you would be dipping your bread into olives and onions, that's how much olives and onions has to be considered a mazon of two sudas worth. To which the Gemara asked, u'betzalim amaravin, can you even make an erev out of onions? But Tanya learned in the Braisa, Amar b'shim ben Lazar, Pam'achas Shabbos Remeir Bardiska. One time, Remeir spent Shabbos in Ardiska. Uba'odim Echem Lafanim, and the person came in front of him on Shabbos, that he came from out of the Tchum, and how did he come from out of the Tchum? Through an Erev that he made from his place to Tivin. And Ardiska was on the way, it was within the 2,000 Amos between his Erev and Tivin. So it was out of the Tchum from where his original location was, but it was within the Tchum of where he had made his Erev to the place where he was heading of Tivin. So Amalei Rebbe said to Remeir, my master, Irafti b'Btzalim b'Tivin. I made an Erev with B'Tzalim, that's how I'm getting to Tivin. Obviously, I'm coming from a city which seems to be out of the Tchum, but I was able to get another 2,000 Amos by making an Erev with onions, and now I'm just passing you on my way to my destination of Tivin. V'hoshiv Remeir ba'Abma Amishalei. A Remeir made him stay for the rest of Shabbos within his Dalad Amos, and that is, he did not let him go out from the place where he was within four Amos where he was standing when he asked the question to Remeir, because Remeir held that that's not an Erev, and therefore the person had never had a kosher Erev, and therefore he went out of the Tchum without an Erev. And we learn later in the Mishnah, Perek Mishrei Tzion, Daf Mem Aleph and Beis, that if you go out of the Tchum without an Erev, you only have four Amos, therefore he made him stay with him exactly where he asked him the question for the rest of Shabbos. And therefore you see that an Erev of onions doesn't even work. So how can we say what the share of onions is? The Gemara says, Loi Kasha. Ha, the case by Remeir was talking about Ba'olim, was the leaves of onions. Well, that's not Chashim, and that's bad to eat. But the case when we said that it is an Erev, and that's what we said, it's the amount of bread that you would dip into it, that's talking about by the root of the onion. That's a regular part of the onion. That is good. And you can make an Erev out of it. As the Gemara proves, the talent like we learned the Brisa. If a person eats onions, and then he gets up in the morning and he's dead. We don't say from what did he die. He died from the onions. Shmuel said to qualify this, and he says, this we only said regarding the leaves. But regarding the root, that we didn't say exactly like we just said before, that depending on the onions, that it's not a good Erev if you make one to olin, but if you made the mois with the main part, that you could make an Erev out of it. To which the Gemara says even more, but we didn't say that the olin is considered the bad part, and that is that a person dies from that, and similarly that it won't be considered good for an Erev, we continue on to Amud Beis, that's only the loy Abzal Zirsa. That's only if it didn't grow a zeris, which is the size from like the thumb to the small finger, because then it has a type of a poison in the onion. But if it grew the size of a zeris, less than, but then it doesn't bother us, it's not going to be harmful. Papa said a third qualifying factor, it's only going to be harmful if you didn't drink beer. But if you drink beer, then we're not bothered. So again, there's really three criteria for when we say that olives are very harmful and they kill a person. One is if it's from the alin part, from the leaves, and not from the imois. Second one is that it wasn't avtzal zirs, it didn't grow the size of a zirs. If it did, it's also not a problem. And also that you didn't drink beer. But if you did one of those three things, then it won't be a problem, it won't kill the person. So on this, the Gemara brings Tanan b'Amar in the Braisa, Layochal adam b'tzal, a person should not eat onion, because of the snake that's inside of it, which basically means to say there's a poison in the sap of an onion. And it once happened, Reb Chanina ate a half an onion and he ate the half of the snake that was inside of it. In other words, he had that poisonous sap. And he was sick and he was leaning towards death. And his chaverim they beseeched mercy for him and he lived. And the reason was because the moment needed him, and therefore he merited to live, but or else it's a very dangerous thing to do. The Gemara continues with the topics about what are the items that can be used for an Erev and what the Shiurim are. Sheikha, regarding beer, one is Ma'arvimboy, you can use it to make an Erev out of it. Upaisal as a mikvah, and it invalidates a mikvah like other Maim Shubim, like other drawn water that wasn't rainwater. Bishleish is looking with three looking. The Gemara asks, Mask Lev Kahana Pshita, what if it's pretty obvious this that it's going to invalidate a mikvah? What is the difference between beer and colored water? Did not learn the Mishnah Mikvais. Rabbi Yisi says, Maitseva poisonous a mikveh b'shleishis lugin. Colored water invalidates a mikveh if it has three lugin worth. And therefore, why would beer be any different than colored water? It's not kosher water that came from rain, and therefore it's mayim she'uvim, it's water that was handled, it went to a cup or whatever it is beforehand. So there was definitely going to invalidate. So the Gemara says, no. Amri, they said, a hasam, Maya did siva mikra. That water, as we learned in the Mishnah in Mikvayis, is called colored water. Therefore, it's water that's invalid. Here it's called beer, and therefore you would think that it doesn't have a shame of mayim. So therefore it doesn't have invalidating factors. Like you put a piece of wood inside. A piece of wood is not going to invalidate a mikvah. It has no relevance to it. However, here where it's colored water, you would think that would be a problem. But beer not. That was the chiddushes that were saying, no, that even beer is going to invalidate the mikvah. That the Gemara asked, Mukamim Arvin. So one of the things we said that you can make an Erev out of beer, how much beer is necessary to make an Erev out of that? So Rav Acha, Rav Yosef, can make Rav Yosef, Lameima, Betrain Rivi Shechel. You need to have 2 quarters of beer. And that means 2 lugin, because a lug is a quarter of a kav. So when we say 2 quarters of beer, we mean to say 2 lugin, because again, a lug is called a quarter, because it's a quarter of a kav. And what's the proof? That he said that that's how much beer you need to have for 2 sudas worth for an Erev of beer. Because now, like we learn the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos, that says, Hamoitzi Yain, if someone is taking out wine on Shabbos, that what is the Shir Hitzah to be over on the Chiv of Hitzah on Shabbos? It's Kedei Mezigas HaKais, the amount of wine that's used to dilute it. In other words, when you put raw wine in a cup, that you would dilute it with water, that's how much wine is necessary to be chai for the Shir of Hitzah on Shabbos. But Tanya Allah, we learned regarding that halacha of that Mishnah, Kedei Mezigas HaKais Yavim, it means the amount of wine that's necessary when you are going to dilute it. You're going to have enough for a fine cup of wine. That's how much is the shir of Haitzah of wine. To which the Gemara over there explains, my kaisava, what is a good cup of wine? What are we referring to? It means a kushal bracha regarding a cup that's used with blessings, birch, samazin, those types of things. How much is that? Kushal bracha, tzach shehei by rei v'rivias, that a kushal bracha and a brachas that like birchas hamazon and other things that are made for it with brachas, that needs to have a quarter of a revius, which means a quarter of a revius of a kav. And that is, we're talking about a quarter of a lug of raw wine. That is generally what we call a revius, is a revius of a kav. And here, you need to only have a revius of that. Because again, a lug is a revius of a kav. That's how much you need to have generally for a kish or bracha when you're making. Here, for Haitzavah Shabbos, you need only a quarter of that quarter. And why is that? Kadeshim is again so that when you dilute it, then it will and it will fill up to be the amount of the cup that you need to have when you're making a kiddush or birch samazin, that then it will be revius. Ukadrava, like Rava explains, that Rava says, Kol chamro deloidari al chat las maya, any wine that was not diluted with three chalokim, three portions of water to the one portion of wine, lav chamro, who is not considered wine. And therefore, again, the way it works out is that since you need to have a quarter of a cup, which is a lug, that's how much your cup that you're making kiddush or birch samazin has to have. So regarding Haitzah of Shabbos, you don't have to have that lug, that revius. You have to have a quarter of that revius. And the reason is because although you have to have a cup of wine that's revius, but the way it is really it's three parts water to one part wine. So all you need is a quarter of that cup of wine being that of pure wine, of undiluted wine, so that when you're going to dilute it with three parts water, it's going to be that cup of revius. So that's what it says regarding wine. The Ketani Seifa, and then it says over there in that Seifa, by that mission of Hamitzi Yain, and this is going to be the proof regarding how much we know to have regarding the beer, it says, Vishar Kol HaMashkim Revius, that the Shir of Haitzah and Shabbos regarding all other beverages is a full Revius, which is a lug, not a quarter of that Revius, but rather the Revius itself, the quarter of the cup, which is the lug. Similarly, V'chol HaShefchim Revius, regarding all water that is spilled out, that water is also measured Revius. And therefore, the proof is as follows. Midahasam, from the fact that we find over there by the halachas of Haitzah on Shabbos, al chad arba, that is, it's 4 to 1, and that is, but for the one of wine, you need to have 4 of beer. That is, by wine we learn that you only have to have a revei revius. It means a quarter of a lug. By all other beverages, we say, no, you have to have a revius, a full lug. So you have this 4 to 1 of beer has to be 4 times more than the one of wine. Therefore, hachinami here also by the halachas of Erev, al-chad arba, it also has to be 4 times more than the halacha is by wine. And therefore, you need to have 4 more than the wine. And Rav said before that when you're making an Erev with wine, you have to have shnei reviyos, which as we said before, is a half a lug. Therefore, when you make an Erev with beer, you need to have 2 lugs, which because that's 4 times a half a lug is going to be 2 lug. And therefore, that was what he was saying, that you could prove from the halachas we find by Shabbos, that other beverages, including beer, will be 4 times the amount of wine, because wine is more chashav, it needs only less, and is diluted. So therefore, same thing applies over here by the halachas of Erev, that this is the amount of shnei revius, which a half a lug you need to have for the Erev by wine. So if you have a beer, you have to have 4 times the amount, which is going to be 2 lugin. To which the Gemara says, v'lohi, and it's not true, it's not a good proof. Because chasam, over there by the halachas of Haitzah and Shabbos, who debatzer mahachi lechashav, because less than that amount is not considered chashim. And we're reckoning with chashivas, because that's what the halachas of Haitzah and Shabbos depend on, about if it's considered a chashiva beverage or not. Not regarding how much people drink or how much they use, it's just regarding chashivas. Aval hacha, but here regarding the halachas of Erev Loi, because Davidi inshi dishasi kaseh, because it does happen that people would drink a cup of a revius of a lug of shecher. In other words, just a quarter of a lug, not an actual full cup of a revius, but rather a quarter of that, he would drink betzafra in the morning, bekasbefanya, and a cup of that in the evening, besamchiloye, and he would rely on that it would be enough for him, and therefore that would be obviously much less than the 2 lug. And therefore it's not a raya, because again, you cannot compare the halachas of Haitzah and Shabbos, which is a totally in the fundamental principle of chashivis, to the halachas of Erev, which just depends how much a person would want to have for 2 meals worth, and for 2 meals worth of beer, he would have much less than 2 lug. Now the Gemara continues with a different item. Tamar and Bekama. How many dates are necessary to be considered 2 meals worth for the halachas of Erev? So I'm Rabbi Yosef. Tamar and Bekav. For dates, you have to have a kav's worth. So I'm Rabbi Yosef. Not Manila. Rabbi Yosef says, where do I know this from? How do I know that the shear of 2 meals worth of tamar on Shabbos is going to be a kav? So he says, it's not like learning the brisa. Ochel Gregor. So if someone eats dried dates, that is of truma b'shoigig by mistake, now he has to pay it back because he ate truma, which was an Isra. B'shim tamar, and he pays back regular dates. So the halacha, the brisa says, tovila bracha, blessing should come upon this head. He has done a great thing. To which the Gemara explains, hey chedami, what is the case talking about that it was so much better that when he ate the gregorus, when it was dried, and he paid back tamar regular dates? If he paid back according to the monetary value that he had eaten, and that is as follows. The Acham in Nebezuza, that he ate a Zuz's worth of the dried, the Kumashamle, and then he pays back with regular dates, which are more precious than Gregris, and he didn't pay back according to the volume that he ate. Rather, he paid back Bezuza according to the monetary value that he had eaten. So the question is, my Tavala Bracha, why should blessings come upon his head? Bezuza Achal, Bezuza Kumashalim. He ate a Zuz's worth of the dried items. And then he paid back with the non-dried items of the regular dates. So what's the difference? So let's say that there's a higher price that's fetched for the tamarim. But what's the difference? He's still paying back $1, $2, whatever it is that he's eaten. So he's not doing any more than what he had consumed. Elalav, lefimid, obviously it's referenced regarding to the volume. And that is as follows. The achmenei griva de gregris de shabi zuz. He ate a griva, which is a measurement worth of gregris, which was worth a zuz. Become a shamle griva de tamarim. The Shavi Abba, but he paid back the same volume of dates, which is worth four, not one. He paid back four times the amount. On that, Viktani Tavala Bracha, and that we learned in the Brisa, oh, the blessing should come upon his head, although he's paying back the same amount of volume, but it's much, obviously worth much more money. So therefore, the Raya is, Alma Tamar Madifi. So obviously you see that dates are better, because we find that dates are four times the amount, and therefore we learned in the Mishnah earlier that regarding a poor person, by the garden, by the threshing house, that it's kav gregris, that you have to give out a kav of dried, and Rav said on that, b'chein le'erv, same thing applies to an erv. So definitely for tamarim, which is definitely going to be enough of that amount, because we find it's much more chashiv, and that it's four times more chashiv. So therefore, if it's enough to have 2 meals worth of a kav by gregris, which are dried, so definitely tamarim, which are not dried, it's definitely going to be enough with a kav. So that's my raya. The Amalei Abaye, Abaye said to him, you can't prove from here that tamarim are better. Because really you could say that gregris are better. And the case is told about that he paid back according to the monetary value that he eaten. He ate $10 worth, he paid back $10 worth. So the question is, so what was the bracha? What's the great blessing? He ate $10 worth, he gave back $10 worth. The reason is because now there are going to be more purchases for the case of tamarim of regular dates. However, regarding the loaves of Erev, maybe you would need more than the kav regarding tamarim. And that is, as Abaye said, lo'ilm da'ochem ne'bezuzo v'kub b'shal ne'bezuzo. He ate a zuz worth, he paid back a zuz worth. My tavel of bracha, what is the blessing? What did he do so great? Da'ochem ne'midi de lo'kovitz le'zvina. Although possibly gregris is better, but there's not that many purchases for it. But he paid back something that there are a lot of purchases for, which are for regular dates, and therefore that's why it's Tavalei Bracha, because now it's easier for them to resell the Truma that he's paying back in the Tamarim. However, regarding Erev, maybe it's different, because maybe Gregor says more Chashav, and for Tamarim, you would need to have more than the Kav of for the Halachas of Erev, and therefore it's not a riot. Now the Gemara continues with a different item, Shtisa. Regarding a food item that they make from roasted flour that was dried in the oven, and they would put oil, they would put honey into this dish. So the measurement for this, how much is needed for 2 meals worth, Amar of Achabah Pechas, is trei shargushe. It's 2 spoonfuls. That's what's necessary for this to be considered an erev. Another item that the Gemara speaks about for the halachas of erev is kisane, is roasted grain. What the measurement over there is, a mabaya, trei buni de pumbadisa. It's 2 measurements of buni that were the pumbadisan version. That's how much is necessary. So on this topic of this kisane of the roasted grain, I'm Abaya, I'm really aim. My mother told me, as we find many times in Shas, his mother told him, which was really not his real mother, that had told him different things of medicinal and therapeutic value. Hani kisane, these roasted grains, ma'alali liba, it's good for the heart, umavati mashafta, and it gets rid of different thoughts, different worries that a person has. V'am Abaya and Abaya said, I'm really aim, my mother told me, hai man de isli choshed liba, someone has a weak heart, so then, lacy bistur de atma yamina de dichre. He should bring the meat of the right thigh of a ram. The lacy kavuy der isa de nisan, and it should bring the dung of cattle of nisan. Avi ileka kavuy der isan, if there is no dung of the cattle, lacy sugyoni de arvasa. He should bring a twig of the willow branches. Vinechavve, and then he should go ahead and make a coal out of it. And that is, he should roast the meat on that. Vinechel, and then eat it. And then they should drink diluted wine. That's good for a person that has a weak heart. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mer Shmuel, a general statement regarding the halachas of Erev. Kol shehu liftin, whatever is a condiment. So the measurement for that is going to be kedei lechel bay, that the amount to eat with it a meal. And that is, whatever is a liftin, whatever is a condiment, the shiris, the amount to eat with it, that mean the amount that you would dip and use as a condiment for your bread, of 2 meals worth of bread, that's how much you need of the liftim. You don't have to have a whole 2 meals worth of just the condiment itself. It's however much of that dip you would have with bread that you'd be eating 2 meals worth. Kol she'eini liftim, whatever is not a condiment. And you don't eat it together with the rest of the meal. Then kedei lecha lemen, then you need to have the amount that you would eat of it. And that is, you would have to cheshbon how much you would have an entire meal, 2 meals of just that item. As the Gemara explains, basar chai, raw meat, which is not a condiment, it's not eaten together with anything, then you have to have the amount that you would eat just of that raw meat, of the, and not to have how much you would eat with bread itself, because it's eaten on its own. However, regarding basar tzli, roasted meat, there we have a machlokes if it's considered liftin or not. Rabba amar kedei lechel boy, Rabba says the amount that you would eat bread with it, that he considers it a liftin. Rav Yisuf Amar Kedei Lechel Men, Rav Yisuf says, no, the amount that you would need of roast meat just to eat 2 meals worth, just of the meat. And Amar Yisuf Menah Amin Allah, Rav Yisuf says, how do I know this, that it's not considered a liftin, it's not considered something you eat with bread, it's eaten by itself? So he says, because Dahani Parsa, you find by these Persians, the Achli Tav Haki B'loy Nami, that they eat these pieces of roasted meat by themselves without bread, and therefore you see that it's considered its own item, not as a condiment, not as subsidiary to anything else, and therefore you have to have 2 meals worth just of that. To which the Gemara asked, I'm like, Baya, are the Persians the majority of the world that you're basing on them what is considered the amount to be machmir, that you have to have 2 meals worth just of the roasted meat and not, like I'm saying, to have together with bread or something else? But now we learn in the Mishnah, which others are garis vatanya, we learn in the Braisa. Big de'anim, the garments of poor people, which are 3x3 etzpois, finger breadths, which is very small, la'anim, that is makabel tumah for the poor people. Big dashim, the garments of the wealthy, which are 3x3 tefachim, that lashim, that will be makabel tumah even for the wealthy. We'll continue on to the top of lamed amud aleph. Of a big dashim lanim loy, but the garments for the wealthy are not necessarily the case for the poor people. And that's what it means to say is that the poor people do not need to have the garments of the wealthy, which are 3 tefachim. Rather, but since for themselves, for the poor people, it is fit, even if it's something much smaller, which the rich people would say this is so small, throw in the garbage. So therefore you go according to their own qualification. You don't go because the wealthy would not consider it significant. And therefore here also, even though that for the Persians, regarding roasted meat, it's not considered a liftin, it's not considered that it's eaten together with other items. However, since for us, it is a liftin, we do eat roasted meat with bread and part of a meal, it should be enough with the smaller share of how much you need for the roasted meat together with bread. But not that you would have to have 2 meals worth just of roasted bread, roasted meat to get on its own, just like you find by the poor people, because the wealthy, they don't consider it significant, so it's not going to mekabel tumah. It's not true. For us, it's considered significant, so for us, it's going to mekabel tumah. What are you proving from a minority group? From Ashirim, we don't say that, so you shouldn't say that by the Persians either. So to which Abai says, v'chitem ha'ochel l'chumah, if you're going to say, because, oh, both places we go, l'chumah stringent, and that is, here we say stringent, and that is since for the poor people it's fit for them, so it's mekabel tumah, which is a stringency. V'hach l'chum, and here also we go stringent, and we say that until it's considered a liftin, it's a condiment for everybody, then you go, until it is, because it's not, because the Persians do not eat it together with other things, they only eat it by themselves, by the roasted meat, so then you're going to have a larger share, which is that you would have to have the entire meal from that roasted meat, not to have it how much you would need it together with bread and the rest of the meal, if that's the case. But Vaitanya learned the Braisa by the Halachas of Erev. Rib Shimon Laza says, Ma'arvin l'chaylu l'zakan k'dei mizaynoi. You make an Erev for a sick person and for an elderly person, how much food he would eat. And that is, since it's fit for the elderly person or for the sick person, even though for most people it wouldn't be enough for 2 meals worth, for them it would be considered an Erev for them to go ahead of 2,000 amas to make an Erev out of it. Ula Rav's son, and the reverse is by a glutton that eats a lot, besud beinu shel kol adam, we measure for him regarding a regular meal of a regular person. That is, although he eats much more, it's enough for him to be considered an Erev if he has the amount of 2 meals worth for a regular person. So therefore you see this halacha even lekula, and that is even not to be machmer when it's going to be less, as we find by the Ravson, that although he eats much more, we don't say lechurma that it's going to be considered an Erev only when you have much more. We say even as a kula, that it's because the majority of the world eats much less, so it's going to be considered an Erev in that lesser amount. So therefore, it seems to be shver on what you're saying, that as the Gemara concludes, kasha, it definitely is a kasha according to the raya that Rabbi Yosef wanted to bring. It seems to be not like that, that he wanted to prove, as we find, that from the parsoim, that, oh, they eat the bread, they eat the meat by themselves, and therefore it's not going to be considered liftin. We see not like that. If the majority of the world, which is the case over here, the majority of the world eat the roasted meat together with bread, with the rest, a whole meal, not just of the roasted meat. Therefore, you should not need just a whole two meals of the roasted meat. And that is, as we find over here, that regarding the Ravsin, that we don't go according to him, we go according to the rest of the world, even Lekula, even to be lenient, that you don't have to have an air of how much he eats, which is much more. We only need it for the Muslim of Beisudis, of Adam Beini. And therefore, again, it seems to be a kasha on the right that Rabbi Yosef brought to prove that, again, for the roasted meat, you would have to have entire two meals worth of that. You see that it's not the case, that you'd only have to have, because that's our custom, what we do, we're like the big da'anim, that for us it's enough that we have it together with bread. So therefore for our Arab, you would only have to have bay, how much you would eat together with the rest of the meal, but not to have two meals worth of only the roasted meat.